This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Lee, I think we lose track of how much the left has normalized violence.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, I mean, we're just months out from probably the most famous FBI director in modern times, James Comey, telling people to 86. We all know what that means. Anybody who's watched a mafia movie knows what that means. 86-47. Killed Trump. The head of the FBI. And let's not forget what Tulsi Gabbard said at the time. Because she's absolutely right about this. She was referencing this shocking Rutgers study, which I saved in a folder because I knew I'd need it again. Rutgers University's Network Contagion Research Institute, NCRI, did a poll. And here's what they found. An assassination, this is their words, not mine, a broader assassination culture appears to be emerging within segments of the U.S. public on the extreme left, with expanding targets now, including figures such as Donald Trump and Elon Musk. It's not just Luigi Mangione anymore, says Joel Finkelstein. He's the professor and founder of the organization. He says, we're seeing an expansion. Trump, Musk, and others are now being openly discussed as legitimate targets, often cloaked in meme culture and gamified online dialogue. Okay, but what are the numbers? She said, I mean, it's just the extreme left. I mean, wait, what are we talking? The study goes on to reveal that 40% of those surveyed felt, but this is Democrats or self-identified left-wingers, 40% of those surveyed who were on the left self-identified felt violence against Tesla dealerships is an acceptable form of protest. You just set it on fire. 58% of leftists said shooting up dealerships was okay too. That was good. That was fine. 31% of respondents to the poll felt killing Elon Musk was at least somewhat justified. This is on the left. While another 38% felt the same way with the president. About the president, 38%. So it's almost 40. Oh, God, no, I read it wrong. I'm sorry. Forgive me. It's worse than that. 31% of overall respondents, Lee, felt that taking out Elon Musk in the Rutgers study was at least somewhat justified. That's 38% of Americans. Another 38% felt the same about Trump. Among left-leaning respondents, those finding justification for outright murder of Musk and Trump, 48% said yes, outright murder of Musk is okay. 55% said Trump. That's a majority. Mm-hmm. This is a problem. This is on the left. We need to talk about that as a society. We don't need to talk about turning down the rhetoric. That's not the problem here. We're not the ones who are violent. We are not the ones who did $2 billion worth of damage during the summer of love. 38 people dead in the violence with left-wing leaders egging everybody on. That wasn't us. We don't do things like that. In fact, Lee, if this had been a left-wing pundit, and in particular a black or minority left-wing pundit, things would be burning today.
Most likely.
Things would be burning today. But they're not, are they? Because that's not who we are. And this needs to be said. We need to say these things. There is a difference between us. There is only one group of people driving violence in our society. And to sit here after zero Democrat leaders condemn James Comey for his tongue-in-cheek, seashell-oriented threat to kill Donald Trump, zero, and act like, well, you know, it was January 6th. You guys did this. You love it. And if you want to see what lust, bloodlust looks like this morning, don't take my word for it. Don't take my word at all about who the left is. Don't believe me. Go get on X. Go get on X this week. Go look at it. Pull up X, and because we, honestly, everyone should do this. You should get, this is history, okay? This isn't just, you know, politics, this, politics. Go pull up X, okay? If you're not a user of X, you're not usually used to it, you should know it is the number one most downloaded news app in the country. On the side, you'll see keywords, right? Those are trending words, words people are using a lot. Click on Charlie Kirk's been trending for 24 hours now. Just click on it. And that'll bring up all of the posts to Charlie Kirk, and you can read down them. And just read. Just read. Between, depending on the time, a third and half the posts are leftist, and they are having the time of their lives. They are happy. They are giddy. They think this is funny. I am shocked that there are so many that would say this. I just wonder if these people have jobs or no, or they just live in, I mean, like they don't, aren't worried about, I don't know. Just click on it, start reading. And then you really want to see something, go over to Blue Sky this morning, the left-wing alternative to Twitter. Go over there. Go read it. Page after page after page after page after page. And I'm not searching for it. It's just right there. You can find it on X. And I am so glad. Anna Paulina Luna Lee this morning, congressional representative Republican, asked Elon Musk, this is disgusting. These people are sick. There's so many of them. I'm literally thousands and thousands of them. Censor them. No, no, no. I don't want them censored. This is perfect. Censor them. We can't have. Oh, yes, we can have this. We can have a debate. We're not like you. Not only will we not hurt you for speaking, we want you to speak. We are not going to take away your account like you did to us. We're not going to censor you. We're not going to send our intelligence agencies out to shut down millions of posts and tens of thousands of accounts and take away your voice. We want to amplify it. That's why I'm telling you this morning, go read the left on this. Read them. See the sickness that that Rutgers poll captured. And then you want to know what the problem in this country is? You'll know. That's the problem in this country right now. And it's that left-wing leaders have not only not turned the volume down, they have egged this on and turned it up. I mean, Lee, just one small example, shall we?
Okay.
Just one from the last week. Portland, Oregon. Ice building. Besieged. Where they have to keep snipers on the roof to keep the violent left-wing agitators who show up every night from hurting or killing ICE agents. Most nights, they fire tear gas and rubber bullets, but they've got real ones in anticipation for what is eventually coming.
Protesters clashing with ICE officers and federal agents outside an ICE facility in Portland overnight. Agents had to use tear gas while they were reportedly attempting to disperse the crowd. This was after protesters rolled out a guillotine and burned an American flag. According to a reporter there on the ground, no arrests were made, but the guillotine was seized.
And yeah, the liberal leadership loves this, Lee. So yeah. Nobody has been arrested in over 90 days of this, even though people who live in the apartment complex, this large apartment complex across the street, have called police begging, please, 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 because the noise ordinance, they keep the sirens going all night so that they're trying to make it hard for these ICE guys to work, you know, to concentrate. Right. And the police won't even enforce the noise ordinance. That's the left right there. That's who they are. You think that doesn't encourage violence? You think they don't see that online? Then you think, oh, we can roll around guillotines. Maybe we'll actually use one. No condemnation for left-wing leaders. They're complicit in it. They won't send the police. That's who they are. So we need to understand, if we're going to combat this, we need to understand what the problem is. It only goes one way. It does not go two ways. It's not, well, we're having a, you know, turn down the conversation. No, that's not the case. It's not the case. Did you hear this yesterday on MSNBC? This is, you know, the Charlie Kirk killing is breaking.
Right.
Matt Dowd is on there.
Oh, yeah.
The logic, and you'll see this throughout the threads, too, on X, that Charlie Kirk is responsible for his own killing. He deserved it. And his rhetoric caused it. This idea that is very mainstream on the left, very mainstream, that if you say things we disagree with, we can't be responsible for what happens to you. People on our side do not talk like that.
He's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful actions. And I think that's the environment we're in, that people just, you can't stop with these sort of awful thoughts you have and then saying these awful words and not expect awful actions to take place.
Matt.
And that's the unfortunate environment we're in.
You can tell she knows he screwed up. Matt, you can't expect not to get shot by us. What? That's the norm. That's how they think. That's who they are. And don't take my word for it. Go read it on X right now. Musk isn't censoring it, and good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need this. We need people to see who they are. Now, I want to replay that little part right there, because this is stunning. And again, you'll see it echoed throughout all these left-wing posts glorifying the death of Charlie Kirk this morning.
Saying these awful words and not expect awful actions to take place.
Matt.
Can't keep saying these words and not expect awful actions to take place. It's his fault. He did it. It's Charlie Kirk's fault. That's the norm they are trying to bring to this country, Lee. Whether it's $2 billion with a B dollars worth of burned businesses, the violence, hey, you can't speak up. You can't go out. And you know what really bothers me this morning about this? A ton of commentary on our side, including from security experts who are very well-meaning. And they're on television. And they're going, what was he thinking? Being out in public and being you know, out there without bulletproof glass. Do you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Do you hear yourself? What they're saying is, Well, right-wingers, we can't go out in public anymore without glass. We can't. We have to be inside in buildings. We can't be in fields because they'll kill us. That's being normalized right now. That's a win for them. Don't let them win. Don't let them win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Text your rates on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 1-800-905-0989. By the way, I'm going to open up the phones today. I feel like this is a day when you guys need to vent and to weigh in. So you can give us a call on the same phone line, the same text line, phone line numbers are the same, 800-905-0989. Texter writes, so got the word Kirk has died as I pulled in my drive last night. The next story was another post talking about the Ukrainian immigrant who was murdered in Charlotte. Looking up at her killer with those innocent eyes, she had a look of terror. Somebody freeze framed it and it says everything. He writes, I couldn't help the tears from forming, so I sat in my truck for a bit. When I walked into my home, my 22-year-old daughter chuckled at my red eyes and said, what happened? So I mentioned it and was blown away by my own child's reaction. She simply said, talking about Charlie Kirk, asked for this and people should just shut up. Just blew my mind. My own girl would say that. It's all over X, all over TikTok. There's a lot of people who are very misled who feel this way. Texter writes, Terry, yesterday proved one thing. We were being hunted. It's only a matter of time before they try to get Trump again. It's time to start shutting them down. Yeah, I would say this for Trump. He has been acting a fool lately. And it's getting on my nerves. It's beginning to grate me. Oh, look, I can walk the streets of D.C. Are you crazy? You have just declared war on a Sinaloa cartel, my friend. That's assuming the loon leftists don't get you. Our entire movement is confined to that man. I don't trust anyone else to pursue our interests with the zeal that he does, even though I sometimes take issue with him. I'll just walk the streets of D.C. to prove. Stop it, please. Please stop. You walk the streets of D.C. all you want when you're done, but not now. We need you. And yesterday showed that. Now, for the rest of us, it's a different story. Texter writes, I feel like something was taken from this country yesterday, not just with the Utah shooting of Charlie, but the high school shooting as well. We need to stop the divide because that's what's killing me. Not we, they. Folks, Charlie Kirk was just saying what normal Americans have believed since the founding until about what, 12 years ago? And they killed him for it. They killed him for it. It's not a, don't take any of this blame on yourself or on us. It's not us. We have not changed. Not one iota. They've changed. And they demand that we go down this rabbit hole of extremism with them. Folks, I want to play this for you really quickly while producer Tim's setting up the phones. I'm going to take some phone calls this morning as well and let you guys weigh in. I think you kind of need that therapy this morning. 800-905-0989 is also the call number. This is Van Jones on CNN talking about Charlie Kirk a few days ago before the assassination. And he's talking about Irina Zarutska.
Hurt people hurt people. What happened was horrible, but it becomes an opportunity for people to jump on bandwagons. And then for someone like Charlie Kirk, he should be ashamed of himself. No one mentioned the word race, white, black, or anything except him. What people mention is the horror of what happened to this young woman.
No one mentioned race except Charlie Kirk. Well, it turns out somebody did mention race. Folks, did you see this? DeCarlos Brown Jr., the stabber, walked around that bus when you turned the volume up on the full video, which leaked out. He says over and over, I got the white girl. I got the white girl. Now, we've been told he's schizophrenic. Sure, he has paranoid delusions. If he had said, I got the CIA agent who's been spying on me, I'd be like, well, failure of the system. He knew exactly what he did. Listen, it wasn't Charlie Kirk who said it. It was DeCarlos Brown himself. He killed her because she was white and she was female. I got the white girl. He's dripping her blood. And he's walking around saying, I got the white girl. He's proud of himself. You think he wasn't weaponized by the whack jobs on CNN? You think he wasn't weaponized by Van Jones? He was. They push their buttons. They know 30% of the men and 50% of the women on the liberal side self-described in that Gallup poll last week, I have a mental illness diagnosed. And they know all they got to do is push a few buttons. The weak-minded on the left, folks, have now been more brainwashed than a World War II kamikaze pilot. And they know it. I want to play this really quickly. This is Greg Gutfeld. And I had recorded this. I wasn't going to play it before because I was going to say, well, you know, this guy was mentally ill, right? Who stabbed her? Irina Zaruska. It might have been his mental illness that did this. And I really put the blame on the Democrats running the system. I'm not so sure anymore. Not when DeCarlos Brown, clear as a bell, said, I got the white girl. I got the white girl. Why would he feel he had to hunt a white girl? Oh, you put him in front of an hour of CNN. Peak of summer love. All the lies. You know how it goes. And I don't think Gutfeld's wrong anymore.
I'm tired also of the term mental illness being used as a cover for criminality. When a thug targets a woman, that is not insane. He knows she's weaker. When he comes from behind with a knife, that's not insane. He minimizes her ability to inflict harm on him. When the thug flees, that's sane because he knows if he stays, he'll be arrested. So what would be insane would be if he were to face off against a man
yep.
without a weapon, somebody like a Tyrus. That would be insane. You'd go, okay, that's crazy. But almost all of these people that do this stuff, they go after women. That is not insane. That's self-preservation. This is not insanity. It's an evil mind. And it's an evil mind that is somehow excused in a culture that weaponizes victim status. In this case, mental illness, mental illness. And what is it about?
She was killed for how she looked. Not my words. His. Watch the video.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Give us a call this morning. I don't normally open lines, but today's a day I'd love to hear from you. Normally we do that on Fridays in the last hour of the show. 800-905-0989. Folks, is today any kind of surprise, really? I mean, starting with $2 billion in damage during the summer of love. $2 billion. That's the final insurance industry estimate. The only other event in U.S. history that did that amount of damage on our soil was a civil war. It's number two. The frenzy of violence by the left during the summer of love, egged on. The burning of businesses. Folks, you understand 35% of businesses in this country don't have insurance. So that $2 billion in damages, that's just what the industry had to spend. It doesn't count the businesses that weren't insured when the left destroyed them. $40 billion over 2 days in Wisconsin alone on a police hate hoax. It was a shooting there. Remember that? $40 million alone in 2 days. There was no condemnation. This is the logical. This is where they're headed. The celebration of the assassin, Luigi Mangione, the left's frenzy of violence, reached its logical conclusion yesterday. The assassination culture on the left that Charlie Kirk warned of came for him. Did you see his warning? He's referring to the Rutgers study. I read it earlier. 58% of Democrats think it's at least somewhat too totally okay to assassinate Donald Trump. Rutgers poll. 48% say the same at Elon Musk. Yeah, just kill him. We disagree with him. That's how we handle things. Charlie Kirk wrote about that culture that ultimately came for him. Assassination culture is spreading on the left. 48% of liberals say it would be at least somewhat justified to murder Elon Musk. Yes, it's a Rutgers study if you want to look it up. 55% said the same about Donald Trump. In California, it was actually 58. I just looked it up. In California, activists are naming ballot measures after Luigi Mangione. The left is being whipped into a violent frenzy. Any setback, whether losing an election or losing a court case, justifies a maximally violent response. This is the natural outgrowth of left-wing protest culture tolerating violence and mayhem for years on end. The cowardice of local prosecutors and school officials have turned the left into a ticking time bomb. And Charlie Kirk, by the way, Fox News played this audio this morning. It's kind of a throwback where Charlie Kirk is saying, yeah, you know, look, I know this is dangerous. And everywhere I go, I mean, I get death threats, I get assaulted. This doesn't happen. We don't do that to the left. Folks, this is one-sided. And I'm pushing back this morning on this. We need to turn the rhetoric down in this culture. No, they need to turn the rhetoric down in this culture. This isn't us. This is, we don't do this.
I go around universities and have challenging conversations, and because that's what is so important to our country, is to find our disagreements respectfully, because when people stop talking, that's when violence happens.
I've never seen someone do this.
Well, it's a growing trend because people like me are facing violence, assault, the left. Yes, the campus Antifa. I've been stormed out of restaurants. I've been assaulted publicly, multiple death threats.
Okay, so what's your goal in this?
There's more people that agree with me than some people would actually believe, and they come out of the woodwork when I do stuff like this. We record all of it so that we put on the internet so people can see these ideas collide. When people stop talking, that's when you get violence. That's when civil war happens, because you start to think the other side is so evil and they lose their humanity.
Absolutely. And folks, this gets worse when you consider that Charlie Kirk, more than probably anyone in America on the right or the left, built his platform, making a good faith effort to model civic, you know, civil political discourse and debate in the public square. And his entire project was built on reaching across the divide, using speech, not violence, to address and resolve the issues. He went to places where people disagreed with him and invited them to join him. But if they didn't want to, that was okay. And folks, I just went back earlier in the show, went back to 2017. Started with Milo Yiannopoulos, then Ann Coulter, then, you know, Riley Gaines. So many people violently chased by mobs of screeching leftists, hitting them, kicking them, punching them for just wanting to speak on campus. Why not just sign up and debate them? No, the left cannot tolerate the idea that anyone thinks differently than them and they are provoked to violence. And their leaders push them into the idea that that's okay. And that is what we need to create shame around in this country, because it's only on one side. It's not on both sides. They loved their violence. Let's go back and look at this. Taylor Lorenz, writer for both the New York Times and the Washington Post. Now she's independent. And she began to cover Luigi Mangione in a favorable light after he assassinated the head of that healthcare company. And CNN wanted to get in on the hits and clicks. So here they are interviewing her about how amazing Luigi Mangione is. This is what causes this. She's talking about stanning. That's an Eminem term for just like an insane over-the-top fan.
Hilarious to see these millionaire media pundits on TV clutching their pearls about someone stanning a murderer when this is the United States of America, as if we don't lionize criminals, as if we don't have, you know, we don't stan murderers of all sorts, and we give them Netflix shows.
Yeah, he's so hot. Cool.
Murderers of all sorts, and we give them Netflix shows. There's a huge disconnect between the narratives and angles that sort of mainstream media pushes and what the American public feels. And you see that in moments like this. And I can tell you, I saw the biggest audience growth that I've ever seen, because people were like, oh, somebody, some journalist is actually speaking to the anger that we feel.
She's talking about how much people love Luigi Mangione.
The women who got her outside court mm-hmm. in New York.
So you're going to see women especially that feel like, oh my God, right? Like, here's this man who's revolutionary, who's famous, who's handsome, who's young, who's smart. He's a person that seems this like this morally good man, which is hard to find.
Yeah, I just realized women will literally date an assassin before they swipe right on me. That's where we're at.
CNN, y'all, she's talking about Luigi Mangione, and every creeptastic liberal man out there who can't get a date, that's what they're watching. This is why they're even trying to kill their own. This is why you had a liberal man try to kill Governor Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, his family, just for being Jewish. They want this. They want to be lusted after even in death if they don't survive the assassination. This is the left. It's where they are. And we got to have an honest conversation about this as a country. It continues.
You also were met with some people who consider themselves fans of Luigi Mangione.
Yeah, that's right. And I guess what we're looking at here is obviously, you know, when it comes to extremism in this country, I mean, the issue very much so is on the right, on the yeah, far right,
okay,
from,
sure.
You know,
sure
from Charlottesville to January 6th. There isn't exactly an equivalent on the left in this moment. And
Yeah, okay. He just had to add that. Because what he just did was use Luigi Mangione to try to get ratings, because they know liberal women love him, lust after him. So they put him on CNN. Because they all love him, too. Remember when Caitlin Clark, what is her name? Oh, my gosh, now I'm blanking out on it. I'll play it coming up. She's on CNN, and she posted just positive rave reviews for Luigi Mangione. Had to take it down, didn't get fired. Yeah, that's where we are this morning. Don't let them try to get away with this. And if you have any doubt that they are not so pumped up, excited, and happy this morning over the death of Charlie Kirk, then you know what you do? Even if you're not normally on X, you got to see this. Go on X. On the side, you'll see the trends. That's how it works. And you click the word Charlie Kirk because it's been trending, and it'll pull up all of the, like, you know, the posts on Charlie Kirk. And go read them. It's around about 50-50 right now. Half is us appalled, praying to God. The other half is them laughing, high-fiving, dancing. They're so excited. And what's so disturbing is how many of them there are. Let's jump on the line with Wes in Spartanburg. Hey, Wes.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
So I'm just calling that I'm really upset this morning because there's just so many people that find this funny, that find this amusing that the guy got killed for trying to continue a movement. And I think it's funny that the people that want to take our guns away are using the guns to try to kill a movement and people in the movement. But there's just way too many people in this movement to stop what's going on.
It is a two-sided, two-edged story, isn't it? I mean, you have Zohran Mamdani saying, hey, you know, give up your guns this morning. That's what left say. Just go ahead and give up your gun. Hand your guns over to us, or you deserve to die violently, is essentially the message.
I agree.
Yeah. And if you look back, we are up to 15 transgender shooters now. There is a liberal who does a shooting or mass shooting almost every week now. That's what we're up to. And yet their answer is, hey, you guys, turn over your guns.
While the bad people keep their guns to try to hunt down the people that are actually trying to do good.
Oh, yeah. No. And you know what? You can document that. Donald Trump made a great point about this. And I'm so glad you called on this, Wes. That just 1.7% of the felon illegally possessing a gun cases in Washington, D.C. are prosecuted. The rest are dismissed, meaning that the Democrats are perfectly fine with criminal felons illegally possessing guns with which to commit crime. They're only interested in disarming you and me. And I love that Trump made that point.
And I hope Trump is still pursuing letting people that are nonviolent felons possess a gun, because there's a lot of people that are actually doing good after they've messed up and done something bad that can turn around and, you know, people need protection. What are you going to do if somebody comes into your house with a gun and you don't have a gun? You can't protect nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, no. That's where I was going, Wes. And thank you so much for your phone call. It's just all of these posts by the left. I've got a ton of them with them saying Charlie Kirk deserved to die because he supported the Second Amendment. It's unbelievable. All right. We got 1 minute here. Ace, can you do it? Ace from Landrum.
Yes, I can, Tara. Thank you so much for having me on here. Sure. I hate that this is the event that forces me to want to call in. First off, bless Charlie and his family. It's terrible that a loving father was taken from his innocent children. Unfortunately, the psychosis of greed in our country has driven innocent children to suffer the most. I have a synopsis of ideas that I've been thinking. And really what it comes down to is ideological and cultural absolutism mixed with a sheltered society in the age of modern convenience.
And we'll get into a lot of this next. I'm up against a cold break. Thank you for your call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
what we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City's pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.